In this episode, we reveal why summer might be the best time to file for divorce.
Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life.
This week, I shared some tips for navigating co-parenting in the summer, addressed why summer could be a good time to file for divorce, and finally highlighted a few wellness words of advice to help you get through. I hope this episode is valuable to anyone who might be listening. Stay tuned for the full episode. Welcome to this week's episode of Women Winning Divorce. I'm Heather Quick, owner and attorney at Florida Women's Law Group. Today, I will be doing a solo episode just in time for the beginning of summer. And I'm going to be sharing why summer could be a good time to file for divorce, how to navigate co-parenting in the summer, and finally, a few tips to help get you through. Now, instead of our guests sharing a little bit about themselves today, I would like to share a little bit about myself and how I got to where I am now. So when I started practicing law after graduating law school and taking the bar, I was a prosecutor. I loved criminal law and I really loved being in the courtroom. And it just seemed like a great place for me to learn, which it was. It was a wonderful thing. I actually started right after graduation and you work a month and then you get to take a month off to study, take the bar, and then you go back to work. So I learned so much about trials and witnesses, procedure, things that have helped me so much throughout my career. And I did that for about a year and a half. And after that, when we were living down in St. Pete, and really I'm from Jacksonville, wanted to move back closer to family. So my uncle was selling his practice, needed someone to work there. So my husband and I decided to move up here. It would be a better place for us to establish ourselves and start a family. So we did. I worked for him. He had a practice here in Jacks Beach for many, many years. And I don't think these practices may still exist, but not very many. But his was not a total general practice, but he did criminal defense, family law, and personal injury for over, 25 years. And so he was a great teacher when I came to work for him. He taught me how he did everything, which was great. And he taught me family law. And that was the majority of what we had. We had a few criminal defense and he helped me navigate that. And I did, but the majority of what I did there with him was family law cases. So I really learned a lot. And he had been practicing here forever. He started here as a prosecutor, state attorney, so assistant state attorney. So he, he knew all. He introduced me to all the judges, showed me all around how to do things, and that was really where I got the basis of the family law and how he ran his practice. Then I left that and did a medical malpractice defense, which, seems like a total shift, but I started this story as when I was a lawyer or graduating law school, but I actually was a nurse. And that's what I did for my undergraduate. And so when I went to medical malpractice defense, it was a really good fit because I can read medical records and understand a lot of that. I had also been a prosecutor, so I had a lot of courtroom experience. It was a really good fit and I really enjoyed it. It felt very formulaic, similar to being a prosecutor. I had an amazing mentor who was the partner. I learned so much because we had big trials, big jury trials with experts. And, I'd fly around the country to take depositions. So really learned a lot about how to put on, a week trial, a two-week trial. And so that was invaluable to me. Very good training that I've used, ever since in the family law. And there came a point where I took a break after my second child was born and decided what I wanted to do because there was travel, a lot of hours. Kids were, a new baby and a two-year-old. So I was just trying to figure out how am I going to balance this. So during that time, I taught at the law school and at another school for a while. Really wasn't, I wasn't cut out for that. And I just kept trying to figure out what is it I'm going to do. Eventually, I started my own practice. And in doing that, I really wasn't sure what to do. And I think, oh, it's family law. But it really, I wasn't sure that was where my heart was at the time. I thought I would be a better criminal defense attorney, which I wasn't because I'm really a prosecutor at heart. But I enjoyed the criminal law. And I thought that is where I will be able to make the biggest difference. But really, it just wasn't for me. And during that time, I did continue to, you know, have people coming in on family law. And I realized they're both large bodies of law with things, decisions happening all the time. To be really good at what you do, you need to stay very current with all the changes in the law. So, ended up going, deciding it was more family law. And as that practice grew and as I really learned more really about myself and what parts of the practice I was really drawn to was when we transitioned to women only, because I kept seeing the patterns women would go through in their divorce, and they would want to give up and they would feel bullied or pressured. And it was an opportunity for me as their lawyer to be that strength for them and help them get through the other side. And that's really what prompted me to then, you know, begin to represent women only. And it has been great. There's certainly a lot of challenges in family law and divorce law, and, you know, not all cases are the same. So it can be, you know, challenging that not everybody gets the same result, but we can help you, I think, you know, more than most anybody else can, and certainly more than you can yourself, to achieve your results and your goals in a way that will hopefully improve your life. So now we have a team of over 30 women, and we exclusively represent women in divorce and family law matters. So that was a really long explanation. I hope it was interesting. And so now, since summer has officially started, and in our area, the children are out of school. So let's get into some questions surrounding divorce and co-parenting in the summer months. All right. So, you know, one of the questions that I received was, do you think the summer months are a more or less emotional time to consider divorce? That's a tricky one, right? Because everybody's going to be wired differently and on the emotions. But what I do think is it's a less hectic time because they're not in school. And most children go to camp, but it's just a different, you know, there's not tests, there's not homework. So, you know, you don't have all of those deadlines and all of those things to decide. So I would say from a standpoint of, you know, what your schedule looks like, it may be a good time. It may be harder. Maybe the children are with you all the time and you're like, wow, I don't know that I can get babysitters or, you know, get away from them as much. And you know, you don't want to involve your children in the process and certainly not bring them to your lawyer's offices. And that's a very bad idea. So I think the question is, what's your financial situation, work situation, you know, childcare situation? Talk to your attorney about that because the reality is it's June. So filing and getting anything going, it's going to be, even if you started today, it's going to be July. It just takes a little time because it needs to be done right. And you need to make sure all the questions are answered. So it's going to depend on the specific circumstances of your life. And your attorney should be able to advise you. Many times I've said, I think it's better to do now or wait till the school year starts. Start prepping now because of, you know, summer goes so quickly. You know, and then the next question is there a best time to seek divorce? I don't know that answer, but probably it was yesterday, right? You want it done and it's a process. It takes time. And I've said this so many times, I don't think that everyone always hears me that it takes a long time, but most take a year and some take longer. And those can be, you know, the special circumstances and, you know, when things are very litigious and, you know, depending on your husband and his attorney, it can make it longer and worse. So I think the best time is if you've made up your mind, why are you waiting? If you're not doing anything that's going to improve your circumstances, then they're not going to improve until you take action. You know, and again, is there a worse time? Not really. Life happens and life is always going to happen and things are going to come up. So you just need to take your steps, move forward, and keep going, right? Just keep going. And then in 6 months, you might almost be done versus where you were before. But, you know, we're never in the same spot. Life keeps going on. So if you're not growing moving forward, you're probably moving backwards. So I would say it's always best to take action now. And whether or not there's an advantage to waiting, I can't think of anything right now. I think that plenty of you and my listeners are going to say, oh, well, I want to wait till this or that. And okay, let's talk about the pros and cons for your particular situation. I don't think that life is short, and we all know that. We all know things happen quickly, and it changes your perspective when it's more close to home. So I don't think there's any point in waiting to start living your life and giving your children a better life. Now, there will be legal reasons, and those your lawyer will talk to you about. You have to live in a state for a certain period of time before you can file for divorce. So you need to know that. And you may still be able to do things earlier if they're on an emergency basis, but that will be for your lawyer to answer for you. And, you know, some women have said in the past, well, he's just going to have to initiate it. Okay, so if you want to just be passive and wait around for him to take action, go ahead. Like, that's clearly what you've been doing all your life, possibly, and that's the way you want to continue doing it. Go ahead. It's a no-fault state. And if you think that that gives you some kind of better standing with your children or the court, it doesn't. And I think it's an excuse. And, you know, that may seem so harsh, and I'm not being harsh, except lately I've just heard so many excuses from so many people about whatever it is. And you don't move forward and you don't move on with your life if you don't take responsibility for your life and start taking action. If you're not happy and it's not serving you or your children and you're not the best version of yourself, then do something about it instead of complaining and being a victim to your circumstances. I think you deserve more from yourself than that. So let's talk about co-parenting over the summer. If you're wanting a divorce, or maybe you're separated, because that's so very many scenarios, but let's talk about a scenario where you have no court order dictating who is going to have the children when, but you are living in separate residences. Ideally, you are going to come up with a schedule that will work. And ladies, I caution you to just agree to anything. Understand the implications, because what the courts love to do is look at the status quo. What have you been doing? Okay, well, what you do in the summer is probably going to be very different than what you want to do in the school year. So be clear about that. And from the very beginning, and you need to communicate in writing or in person, hopefully, you know, if it's amicable, but be clear and don't just try to pacify your husband just to move on so that it's not more litigious. That's going to come back and get you in the end. So if no one has told you that yet, I'm telling you that now. Now, depending on where you live and what state, what kind of time sharing, is it going to be a 50-50 or very equal? It may be. And that will depend on your circumstances as well. And, you know, the work schedules of both you and your spouse and the children's needs. However, if it is what you want, that's great. But if you are doing things and you feel pressured or you're scared to not agree, making decisions out of fear are never our best decisions. You want to understand what you're agreeing to. So please talk to a lawyer and just understand what you are doing, because then come, you know, what if you just do that and you're like, well, we're going to file when school starts, but then you've been doing this, having this schedule all summer, and you're just like, no, I want to keep doing that. And you're like, well, I don't think that's great for the kids with school. You know, we have two or three different children and they have different schedules. You know, it's going to be different. So I would say, let's try this and agree that we're going to move to something different in the school year, and we're going to adjust according to what's best for the children. You really can't go wrong there. And if your husband is not open to that, that should signal to you that this might be a more difficult case and a little bit more contentious. You know, I think it's a great time to test out things and see how they go. And again, when there's not homework and tests and school projects, getting used, the children used to going to two homes, getting your husband used to when they're with him, he's got to do, you know, the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, those kind of things. Or you have to alter your schedule a little bit differently. So whatever it is, it's a great time to test those out. But be clear that you are just trying something, and if it doesn't work, you want to change it. Now, summer vacations. Very frequently, in the you know, court orders, it is agreed that one parent can have uninterrupted time for a vacation with the children. It's usually like 2 weeks. It's kind of standard. We'll talk about those kinds of things if that is something you want to do, and it should be easily agreed to with, you know, your spouse, and you need to easily agree with them on that if it's something reasonable, particularly if you have done it in the past. You know, and if you're doing a schedule where it's like 2 days with mom, 2 days with dad, and then the every other weekend, you got to accommodate each other and, you know, try to be flexible. And it's never easy to hear that, but you're going to hear it a lot from your lawyers and the judge, because that's what's in the children's best interest. And it may be really, really hard for you to deal with your spouse in that way, but you're gonna have to work through that and be flexible yourself and allow him to have extended time as well if he wants it. If he doesn't ask, that's fine. You know, so, you know, when we're talking about the transition and starting, you know, the summer, you know, some ideas on how to help you with the transition. You know, you can start fresh with new summer traditions. Maybe let go of past routines that no longer serve you. You know, now maybe your children are a week with your husband, or they're going on a 2-week vacation with his family, and you just don't want to go this year. You want him to have that time. Well, now's a great time for you to try something new, try a new hobby, a new exercise class, things that maybe you felt like you couldn't do before because you didn't have the time to yourself. Use this time for yourself to do things that enrich you and help you. Maybe take some online course or something, and, you know, really things that serve you well. Give yourself permission to rest. Likely you've been carrying emotional weight for far too long, and in the summer, it's okay to like slow down, maybe sleep in, say no to all of the things that you get asked to do, and just maybe read a book, you know, go to the pool, go to the beach, go on a hike, a walk, things that, you know, nourish you. Everybody has different things that allow them to recharge. And of course, focus on your healing. Prioritize your emotional healing as you're going through this. Journaling, therapy, meditation, quiet moments of reflection can really help you process and rebuild. You know, we've done some podcasts like on meditation and journaling and things like that that can be extremely healthy. And there's the psychological reasons that it's helpful to put it down in paper and get it out of your head. So I encourage you to try these things and think of it as this is, you know, good for you. Before I wrap up this episode, our show is called Women Winning Divorce. So I always ask our guests, what does winning at life mean to you? And so I think I should answer that as well. And you know, winning at life to me means that I am showing up as my best self. When I'm able to do that and be kind and, you know, caring and, you know, usually firm, but, you know, helpful, that is, you know, being my best self. When I'm my best self at work or with my children or with my spouse, that means that I have taken care of myself and I'm there to be present for them. And, you know, some days winning at life just means that the laundry's done and the kids are all where they're supposed to be. So every day it's a little different, but I encourage you all to even consider the little wins a win, right? When those are done, there's sometimes a lot of satisfaction in that. Just like even when you clean out your closet, I feel so good when I get rid of clutter. It just feels like, I feel fresh and like I'm holding on to less burden. So anyway, listeners, to find out more about my firm, Florida Women's Law Group, you can visit our website, floridawomenslawgroup.com. And we have reached the end of our show today. Thank you so much for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.